So it's local news and features. We're in batch number 2. It's Update Talking News, Stoke and Tim and Teresa. We have 4 more stories for you, and Teresa's going to do her headlines for you first.
Right, first one is council spending 1.8 million on Stoke-on-Trent rough sleepers as numbers rise. And secondly, plans for giant 400-home Stoke-on-Trent estate sparks concern.
And my story's coming up. I've got council probe into waste tipped without permission on Stoke-on-Trent Street. I don't think it's just one Stoke-on-Trent Street. I think it's happening everywhere. And tragedy as Staffordshire Animal Sanctuary hero passes away. So over to Teresa. She's going to do the first story for us in batch 2.
Council spending £1.8 million on Stoke-on-Trent rough sleepers as numbers rise. Council leaders have approved plans to spend £1.8 million helping rough sleepers in Stoke-on-Trent this year as the number of street homeless in the city continues to rise. Stoke-on-Trent City Council and its partners will continue to provide a raft of services in 2025-26, including night shelters, temporary and move-on accommodation, healthcare and peer mentors. The schemes will be paid for through a number of government funding pots, mainly the Rough Sleeper Prevention and Recover Grant, which has replaced several smaller grants. The existing services have been developed since 2022, when the government announced that it would be ending rough sleeping for good. But a report says that despite significant investment by the government over the last 3 years, the number of rough sleepers has increased both locally and nationally. As of the end of April, the Rough Sleeper Outreach Service had 65 individuals on its caseload. 20 of these, or 31%, were female, which is double the proportion nationally. The council is currently reviewing its homelessness and rough sleeping strategy, which will inform the design of future services from 2026 to 2027 and onwards. Cabinet members at the City Council voted to grant senior officers authority to accept the government funding and extend the existing rough sleeping services until March next year. Councillor Chris Robinson, Cabinet Minister for Housing, Planning and Governance, said the council receives funding from the government for a wide range of services to prevent homelessness, tackle rough sleeping and support victims of domestic abuse. In 2025-26, this will be a total of over £4 million. Most of the funding was not confirmed until very late in 2024 or early this year, and this makes it extremely difficult to review and procure new services without impacting on existing services. It is therefore recommended that the existing services be recommissioned this year, while a fundamental review of our approach takes place following the adoption of a new homeless and rough sleeping strategy. Councillor Robinson was part of a party of elected members and officers from Stoke-on-Trent who have visited Manchester to see how authorities there were dealing with rough sleeping. He added, "It was a good day. We picked up a lot of stuff. Some of it might work in Manchester, but not here. But we made some good contacts and an understanding of the way they work. I think it's about the bigger picture. We've got to change the way that we look at rough sleeping, homelessness, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. Hopefully the new policy will include that." Cabinet members said that rough sleeping, the most visible form of homelessness, has become increasingly common across the city. Councillor Sarah Jane Colclough said, "I support extension of the services and look forward to the review. We see the homelessness problem every day and it's becoming challenging for those services in the area. The existing services include the Homeless Hub, which supports more than 900 people every month, the Rough Sleepers Outreach Team and a mental health practitioner. Services aimed at female rough sleepers include a woman-only night shelter provided by Brighter Futures, which has supported 35 women since it launched in December. Anyone concerned about a person sleeping rough or at risk of sleeping rough can contact the Rough Sleepers Team on 0800 970 2304. That's 0800 970 2304.
Many thanks for that. So my first story now is council probe into waste tipped without permission on a Stoke-on-Trent street. A council's investigating an allegation of waste being tipped without permission off a Stoke-on-Trent road. Stoke-on-Trent City Council has served a temporary stop notice as part of its investigations. The complaint relates to land off Newport Lane in Middleport. A council spokesperson said, "We have served..." I'm going to switch that up a little bit. "We have served a temporary stop notice after an alleged serious breach of planning control. It follows reports and an investigation into waste being distributed on land off Newport Lane and tipped without permission. The temporary stop notice has been issued to the landowner, the occupier, Newport Lane Estates Limited, Staffordshire Waste Recycling Centre Limited, and Together Commercial Finance Limited. Failure to comply with the notice is an offence. If it's not complied with, it could lead to legal action, including prosecution. Will not tolerate unauthorised activity or environmental crime in the city. We're working with the Environmental Agency, police and other partners to take strong action against the unauthorised use of land for tipping waste. Incidents like this could cause harm to the local environment and communities. They will not hesitate to enforce where necessary." So over to Teresa, who's going to do her final story in batch two. Have you got one?
Yes, I can't remember what the heading. Plans for giant 400 homes Stoke-on-Trent estate sparks concern. Community leaders have voiced concerns about plans for up to 400 new homes on Greenbelt land. Northstone is proposing a development on land at Hollywall Lane at Sandiford. A planning application has not yet been submitted to Stoke-on-Trent City Council, but a public consultation has taken place, which closed at the end of July. Now, Sandiford and Golden Hill Residents Association, usually known as SAGE, has confirmed that a joint response to the pre-planning application, public consultation, had been submitted by the association and ward councillor Chandra Caniganti. SAGE Secretary Tom Simpson said, "According to government statistics, over 77% of households have at least one car and 34% two or more. The provision of an additional four houses there suggests an increase of around 450 vehicles using Broadfield Road or Hollywall Lane. Sandiford and Golden Hill Residents Association and Councillor Caniganti jointly agreed that they were not happy with any proposed traffic increase, which needs to be addressed. The infrastructure needs to be in place first with highways before anything moves forward. It is also a suggestion that Reginald Mitchell Way at Sandiford, leading to the A500D road, needs to be a dual carriageway to facilitate any increased traffic. Concerns were also raised about the impact of extra residents on health services and school places. Mr. Simpson said, "Local GP Councillor Caniganti said he is managing with the patients he already has with his surgery, but would need extra workforce, including GPs, should the development go ahead. Northstone said there is money built into the plan to build new infrastructure for the area, but this would need to be in place, including new medical requirements, before any plan is agreed. A welfare officer for schools confirms there are not enough places for an addition of approximately 200 children, even though the property developer questions this. The Council and Residents Association believe when developers are looking to build more housing, they should concentrate more on brown belt locations." Quite right. Mr. Simpson added, "The Residents Association and Council believe the Greenbelt location should not be built on, and it is confirmed it is cheaper to build on Greenbelt land rather than brown or a grey belt location. If planning permission is approved, the residents' association and councillor would insist biodiversity money to compensate for loss of green space must be spent in Sandyford and Golden Hill. The committee and council believe in their neutrality at this present time, but they accept more properties need to be built, but emphasise Sandyford and Golden Hill has lost too much green space this century, with the Reginald Mitchell and Brindley Village estates both in Sandyford. It was also mentioned that surrounding the Sandyford-Golden Hill area, that planning permission has already been proposed for Packmore and Harrisey Head. Northstone has said the development will include 40% affordable housing, with the homes ranging in size from 1 to 5 bedroom properties. It added that at the early stages of developing the scheme, it was open to suggestions from the local community and wanted to include their ideas. The company said, "Northstone places a high value on communication, engagement and consultation with the local community. As a part of plans to bring forward this new development of homes, we have undertaken to be proactive in building relationships, being open and honest in our communication, and conducting early dynamic consultations with the local community, businesses, key stakeholders, and elected representatives." Try listening to the schools and try listening to the poor doctors. There aren't enough to go around anyway.
Too true. So many thanks for that. So my final story now in batch two, and rounding off the batch, is tragedy as Staffordshire Animal Sanctuary hero passes away. Thousands of pounds have been raised in memory of an Animal Sanctuary supporter, Gareth Mortem. Dedicated his life to Linjoy Wildlife Sanctuary and rescue in Staffordshire, but Gareth from Staffordshire has now passed away and an online appeal is raising money towards the funeral costs. Appeal organiser John Lawrence said, "Sometimes life leaves people behind and too often those who need us the most suffer in silence. Gareth Morton was one of those people, a kind of gentle soul who faced the world on his own without the support of many of us and who took for granted. Gareth's story is one of quiet endurance through hardship, isolation and own struggles. He carried on, never asking for much, but now we're asking on his behalf because no one should feel alone, especially not in times of need. His love of life and lifetime devotion in rescuing and caring for sick animals made him truly a very special person. We're now raising funds to honour Gareth's life and legacy, to give him the dignity and care he wasn't always shown in life. Every donation will go towards his funeral costs, a proper memorial, and any surplus funds will be donated to Linjoy Wildlife Sanctuary and Rescue, which he was devoted to, all handled with the respect Gareth deserves. If you've ever felt forgotten or wish someone had reached out in your darkest hours, please do consider donating. Even the smallest contribution can make a world of difference. Let's show Gareth that he was never truly alone, that even now he is remembered, he's valued and he's loved. Thank you for your compassion and kindness." Linjoy Wildlife Sanctuary and Rescue has also paid tribute to Gareth. A sanctuary spokesperson said, "Gareth loved working at the sanctuary and being close to the animals. He loved going out and rescuing those that needed help and devoted so much of his time to caring for sick and orphan wildlife. He'll be greatly missed by all of us, including the animals here. Rest easy now, Gareth, and look after the animals up in heaven." The online appeal has already topped £8,000. So keep listening, got more stories for you coming up in batch number 3.